Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Heidi Moore, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Now, a check-in on charitable giving. The holiday season is, of course, when many nonprofits and charities get a lot of their donations. But the end of 2012 might be different. We're hearing from a lot of nonprofits worried about a giving hangover, that contributions to the election and donations to Sandy relief may lead people to contribute less at the end of this year than usual. Let's find out how it's going to go with two CEOs of local nonprofits. The first is Willie Rapfogel. He's executive director of the Met Council. It's one of New York's largest social service agencies, and it's also been very involved in coordinating Sandy relief. Willie, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Heidi. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Likewise. And Saul Adler is the head of the 92nd Street Y, the performance and cultural space. He also came up with Giving Tuesday, the effort to make the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, that was yesterday, a day to give to charities. Saul, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Heidi. Nice to be with you.
So my first question is for you, Saul. Let's start here. How did Giving Tuesday go yesterday?
Giving Tuesday went wonderfully yesterday. When we had planned Giving Tuesday, we were thinking about, we were hoping to get 100 partners around the country. We wound up in excess of 2,000 partners in all 50 states with a lot of activity going on Twitter. We trended on Twitter yesterday and the day before. So it's clear that people really got excited about giving back.
And was the idea behind Giving Tuesday to sort of combat the consumerism of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, or do you think people are giving less and just kind of need an extra kick in the pants?
People are definitely not giving less from our perspective, but your first point was right, Heidi. That we looked at the communities that we build and the communities we've been building for 140 years at the 92nd Street Y, and we said, look what goes on in our world. There's Black Friday, there's Cyber Monday. And those are days that are good for the economy, but there was no day to kick off the giving season, and that's how Giving Tuesday was born.
That's great. So, listeners, we want to check in with you as well about your year-end giving. Are you giving less because you may have pitched in with Sandy Relief or the election? Call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Or maybe you took part in Giving Tuesday yesterday. Let us know. That's 212-433-9692. So, Willie, I have a question for you now. The Met Council does year-long work to combat poverty in the region, but how much did Hurricane Sandy refocus your efforts? And is it coming at the expense of your usual work?
I think there's no question that to some extent it does come at the expense of the usual work. During the course of a normal year, we provide 5.2 million pounds of food that are non-perishable to people in need. We help over 1,500 people find jobs every year, provide more than 4,000 people with home care every single day. We've provided 1,300 units of affordable housing around New York City, and so much more. During the past 4 weeks, we've had to really take a side road, in effect, to ensure that 50,000 pounds of food staples were distributed to Sandy victims. We provided 85,000 prepared meals to communities that were impacted. 24 of our social workers and caseworkers were sent out to the communities that were impacted to see what they could do for those individuals. So there's no question that there has been an impact on our regular work. Now, people have been very generous, to be sure, in helping us and many others deal with the Sandy issue. But I think from a perspective of looking over the next month or so, as year-end giving begins to really happen, I think there is that potential for donor fatigue. But there's also the potential of really having a daunting scenario as a result of the possible changes in the U.S. tax code and what that might mean for donors who are planning for the future. Will they try to front-load their donations into this year because they're worried about next year, or will donor fatigue just not have them give out any more money?
So you're talking about the fiscal cliff, which we just discussed with Dr. Krugman. You're
yes.
Hearing from donors that they might do all of their charity giving this year. What else are they saying?
Well, they're worried about what this ultimately means to them, their families, and what they'll be doing to donate. Of course, we encourage them to just take care of the needs that they're passionate about. If they want to make sure that they can feed hungry people, find them housing, and help them find jobs and become independent, then they need to go with their passion and continue, as Saul said so eloquently, to give.
Right. So what we're talking about here is this giving hangover that we've been hearing about. And Saul, this is a general pattern, right? That when there's a disaster towards the end of the year, you see a drop off in the usual year-end contributions?
You know, Heidi, as far as seeing a drop off at the year-end contributions because of specific events, unusual catastrophes, we don't see that. In fact, if anything, our community comes out to meet that challenge. In fact, you know, Willie and I have been working together on Sandy relief. And, you know, his organization does an incredible job on the hands-on working with people who have suffered the disaster. We don't do that. As you said, Heidi, at the beginning, we're a community cultural center. So what we've been doing is we're running events, fundraising events. So Joy Behar is an example. On December 10th, we'll be doing a gala benefit. The funds will go to UJ Federation, which filters its way through to organizations like Met Council. But when you take the community and you give them the opportunity to get involved in giving back, they rise to that occasion.
Right. And so now, what I'm hearing here from you is that people are feeling like a cause is a cause is a cause, and they're feeling a little tapped out. Let's go to Sarah from Manhasset. I think she has that feeling herself. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you tell us about your situation with charitable giving?
Well, in addition to my husband running his own charity, which we give substantial amounts to every year, the political campaign, in addition to Hurricane Sandy, which I was also impacted by, which I will have personal costs to pay for, I'm definitely not giving to any more charities where I normally would.
And Saul and Willie, how do you combat that?
Heidi, in terms of combating people who feel as if they're tapped out, there, you know, if you look at the 300 million plus people in the United States, there are clearly people who are in situations who they can't give right now. But that's not the entire 300. That's some percentage of it. Some rather small percentage of it. If you engage the entire United States community, if you do something so they all feel part of this and responsible for each other, then those who can give will give and are more likely to give more.
Right. So
one of the things, Heidi, we tell people who tell us that they can't give, that they're really tapped out, we begin to ask them if they may need help. We have found people who have been givers who have found themselves with reduced means, unable to give anymore, and actually need of help themselves as a result of economic changes, that their business went bad, but they're embarrassed to let you know until you ask them. So when somebody comes to us and tells us that they're tapped out, they don't have the capacity to give anymore, we actually will try to see if there's something we can do for them.
Right. I'm here with Willie Rapfogel from the Met Council and Saul Adler of the 92nd Street Y. We're talking about charitable giving. If you want to join the conversation, call us at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. I have that number memorized. All right. So on Facebook, we're also getting questions. And Jill from Facebook wrote to us and she said, my family decided to do a charity gift exchange this year. Instead of giving each other gifts, we're contributing money to the charity of the recipient's choice. I think that donating to Sandy and other causes actually got us in the mood to continue to be charitable. Now, that sounds like a minority opinion from what you two are saying, or is it?
Again, Heidi, this is solid. That's not a minority opinion. We find many, many people who are doing that, who are saying, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, these are great. You get a bargain. But, you know, if you really want to feel good as an individual, it's not what you buy. It's what you give. And so people like the woman who you just mentioned who posted something on Facebook,
yeah.
We're hearing a lot of that. That people are saying, you know what, we may just either buy a little less or, you know, take some of the savings that we got on Black Friday and put it into a charity.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding that people are giving and saying, I only want this to go to Sandy Relief? Does that tie your hands? Willie, what are you hearing?
There's some of that. There are some people who will give and they'll say, listen, if you've gotten enough for Sandy Relief, use this for somebody else that needs our help. But we are also seeing an increased amount of gift giving, people doing things in honor of wedding anniversaries, bar mitzvahs and things like that, where they ask us to send the card that they've made a contribution in honor of somebody, and that's been increasing since Sandy.
Right. So, Willie, before you go, can we use you as a check-in on Sandy? What neighborhoods still need the most help here? What can people do right now for Sandy relief?
Okay, there are neighborhoods in southern Brooklyn, areas like Coney Island, Brighton Beach, Seagate, certainly, and Saul knows Seagate very well. We've worked there together. I don't know, Saul, you still a homeless New Yorker?
We're not back in our house yet, but we're very fortunate and just trying to help others.
The Rockaways and Bell Harbor and Breezy Point have been hard hit. Long Beach and Oceanside have been extremely hard hit. Staten Island, Midland Beach has been devastated. And believe it or not, many people, when I tell them that there are parts of the Bronx, like City Island, Edgewater, Throsneck, that have really been hurt, they have a hard time imagining that. So these are communities that are still struggling to deal with the aftermath. And, you know, it's, as the mayor pointed out the other day, there are 800 apartment buildings, maybe small ones, that are still without electricity and water in New York City. And it's,
wow,
it's kind of stunning. The first week it was one thing. 4 weeks into this, it's another.
Wow. Well, which also raises the issue of timing. And, Saul, it's remarkable to hear that you're still displaced and you're doing all this work. I think a lot of people would be amazed by that. So, you know, going back to our Facebook page, somebody pointed us to a website called dailygiver.org, which allows people to give smaller amounts, like a quarter or a dollar, every day throughout the year instead of all at once. So do you guys like that system where most of the donations come in at the end of the year, or would you rather people spread it out?
Well, Heidi, we'd rather people do this whenever they feel good about doing it. The giving small amounts every day of the year goes back to a very important Jewish tradition of tzedakah. And I knew that when I grew up, we had a tzedakah box in the house all the time, and you put your change in it just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, it was given to a charity, and they came and they gave you an empty box.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wonderful thing to do.
Right, which ties into, I mean, going back to what happened during Hurricane Sandy, Mitt Romney, who had come from a tradition of tithing in the Mormon religion,
right,
felt that FEMA wasn't as relevant. So do you feel that there's, you know, how do you think of FEMA and nonprofits and government all working together? Is there a place for them to all work together?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we need to learn from experiences like this how to be better coordinated. I think the one difficulty is that when there's a crisis like this and there are so many entities that come into a crisis like this, that it takes a few days, sometimes a week, to really get your act together. And the people who are the victims really can't afford that time.
Yeah. So, listeners, WNYC has just updated its How You Can Help guide to Sandy relief with lots of holiday season opportunities. For instance, you can be a secret Sandy and get a gift for a child in one of the affected areas. Find a link on our website, WNYC.org, and click on the Brian Lehrer Show. You can also check our Twitter feed, at Brian Lehrer. You'll find it there. So I want to thank our two guests today. Willie Rapfogel is the executive director of the Met Council. Saul Adler is CEO of the 92nd Street Y and the man behind Giving Tuesday. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Up next, former Daily News editor-in-chief and columnist Pete Hamill on his new collection of stories about life in Brooklyn. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.